So just how long will it be until Australia's borders are open? And not just that, how long will it be until we start flying overseas? A report in the Sydney Morning Herald yesterday says that the Australian Medical Association is cautiously backing a national plan for reopening Australia soon. They say there's no need to vaccinate children as a prerequisite to ending these lockdowns, but they are saying we are looking at this very cautiously. Vice President of the Australian Medical Association is a good friend of the program, Dr. Chris Moore. He joins me now. Dr. Chris, good morning. Happy Monday.
Good morning.
So you're saying, the AMA is saying, look, we'd love to open the borders, but you're saying this cautiously. Please explain.
Of course, we'd like to open the borders. We understand that there's an enormous cost of lockdowns and there's enormous pain that's being suffered in all the areas of lockdown. However, what we've said is that the Doherty modelling and all the other modelling, like the Burnett modelling, is all excellent guides to, you know, approximately where we might be. But what we'd want to say is that what with each step of reaching certain vaccination targets, there are these proposed ideas about reducing the restrictions at each level, and at some point stopping lockdown and later letting travel across states and also into the country. But the point we would like to say is that at each step, what we need to do is do it cautiously, because the key constraint throughout this is that every time you open up, you increase the amount of movement, increase the amount of cases, particularly amongst those that are unvaccinated. And if we are seeing that there's a increasing number of cases at each step that are ending up in hospital and the hospitals are getting overburdened, we need to maybe pause and stop at that level and maybe even go back a little bit and just cautiously move forward through the steps. So the idea is it's great to have this guide, but we have to step through the things cautiously without being reckless.
Yeah, because of course, I hear what you're saying. As soon as we open borders, cases will go up. Even though vaccinations will be high, cases will go up. And so, of course, you don't want a massive burden on our hospital system.
It will. Ultimately, that's where the burden's going to go. So what's going to happen is that primarily the people that are unvaccinated are going to start getting COVID, and they are, some of them are going to get very sick and some of them are going to end up in hospital. So the burden shifts to the hospital as we open up. So people are getting their freedoms and they'll be happier, but the burden will shift to the hospitals. And we can't have a situation where the hospital's overrun, the whole health system's overrun.
Yeah, no, I get that. Now, do children need to be vaccinated or not?
Look, what it's looking like now is that first up, that kids are less, like quite clearly less likely to get sick overall per capita. However, more of them are going to get sick. So there is going to be a somewhat increased number of kids ending up in hospital. But overall, the need for them to get vaccinated is not absolutely imperative at this stage on the data that's come out of the Murdoch Research Institute for Children. Having said that, it's great. It'd be great if we could get a significant number of children vaccinated, particularly those in the, you know, teenage years, because we want to get them particularly back to school and back to their sort of finishing off school as soon as possible.
Moderna is here. How do we get it? Where do we get it? Who can get it?
So Moderna is, in simple terms to everybody, it fits exactly where the Pfizer vaccine fits. So it's a almost identical type of vaccine. It's an mRNA type vaccine. The way it works is identical. It's just a different brand, essentially. What has happened with that is a million doses have arrived in Australia. They will be distributed over the next little bit through the pharmacies. What there's going to be the separation where the general practitioner is going to do Pfizer and Moderna is going to be distributed through the pharmacies, mainly for logistical reasons to minimise the logistical problems and getting mix-ups in deliveries. And look, that's going to start adding to the number of vaccines going to be available. So essentially, it's the same people that can get Pfizer are the same people that will be able to get Moderna. And essentially, in that group, depends on which state you're in, but essentially over 12 and up to 60 in Victoria, New South Wales, and most of the other states are moving towards anybody over 12.
The WA Premier Mark McGowan is saying he may not open Western Australia until April next year. Do you agree with that?
Well, I mean, there is a little bit of politics and disagreement across the country with regards to this. I mean, you do need to look at it from the Western Australian point of view. If they manage, and this is important, if they manage to keep COVID out until then, and we're talking about Delta variant now, and if they manage to keep it out, and then essentially opening up will mean that there's a potential for increased restrictions. And, you know, there are probably factors in there that may sort of not be politically palatable to be introducing Delta at that stage. Having said that, I think that Western Australians will be looking at the rest of Australia and wondering, you know, what's going on when they'll, you know, particularly their friends and families who have been estranged from them for so long can't see them. And I think there will be coming increasing pressure to go the other way. But again, then each state needs to look at their vaccination levels, and particularly look at the vaccination of the vulnerable.
Yeah. Dr. Christopher Moy, quickly, Delta's here. What's the next strain? What do we look forward to next, for God's sake?
Well, look, it's hard to know. And I think there have been some thoughts that we could get increasing number of strains like similar to Delta, which we'll need to sort of alter the vaccines each time. We could, if we're really unlucky, get a strain which is worse. And that would be terrible if that was the case, in terms of either being more infectious or potentially more serious. But there's a possibility, and it's always been the hope, that we're going to get is actually a virus which is actually less dangerous over time and will become milder, even though it might actually be more infectious. It will be a bit milder over the course. So let's hope for that third one.
All right. So is there a chance that everybody that's fully vaccinated now will probably need a booster?
Look, there's actually a reasonably high chance. There's a lot of data coming out, particularly for those people that have low immune systems or are frontline workers, that at some stage we'll probably be looking at needing to vaccinate them. And through a lot of the countries, they're looking at a vaccination program and boosters for particularly those, again, who are vulnerable and those in the older age groups. I think that is coming.
Dr. Moy, always good to talk to you. Thank you for keeping us informed.
It's a pleasure.
Dr. Christopher Moy, Vice President of the AMA, here on The Night Shift.